you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, welcome to the Market Adventures podcast. This is your host, Alex Cunningham. And today we're going to talk about something very, very important that a lot of people overlook. They seek to buy trading plans. They seek to buy tools. They want the latest news, the fastest news. They want all these things without starting with something that's completely free to know, something completely free to understand that could change the whole course of their investing career. And I actually didn't think about this myself for a while. Now, I'm like you. I'm a beginner. I've been doing this for a couple of years still, but I still consider myself a beginner because I'm still learning this one thing. And now I'm starting to get a hang of it, and my account is reflecting that, right? Very beautifully. The indicators haven't changed. The way I look at the chart hasn't changed. I don't get faster news now. This one thing changed it all. So after this ad, we'll get right into it, and then we'll talk about how you can find out how to fix this one thing for yourself. Okay, so the one thing, because I've been dragging you along, the one thing I've been dangling ahead is knowing yourself. Now, it sounds super cliche. It sounds really personal development type, you know, but it really is very important in the stock market. A lot of things have to deal with the stock market psychologically that people don't realize. Everyone thinks the stock market is just red and green lines, indicators, crossings, candlestick patterns, news. People think it's all manipulation. People think the stock market is all these things. But nothing external can impact you if you are not first internally strong, right? Or internally sound. Know what you have going on the inside, right? And that's an African proverb. I mean, I might have butchered it just a little bit, but that's an African proverb where there's no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm, right? That's the actual verbiage. That's the stock market. If you understand yourself and your psychology and how you look at things, and you can either bend and approach the stock market differently, or you know whether the stock market is just not for you, which I think the stock market is for everyone. It's just the way you approach it that may be a little different. For example, my lifestyle is one thing that impacts how I can interact with the stock market, but also my personality impacts how I can interact with the stock market. And around that, around those two things, variables, I can build a trading plan or trading system, and you don't need to be a seasoned trader to do this, right? So I'm going to simplify it as much as possible because, again, we are beginners here, so I want you to be able to listen to it and put it into action right now. Lifestyle, right? If I work, for instance, I work from morning till the afternoon, right? I work until about 12 p.m., and then I'm home for an hour, 2 hours, and then I go back to work again until 7, 8, 9 p.m. So that leaves me a 2-hour window during the middle of the day where the stock market's open, and that's it, where I'm not working, right? I have some free time here and there, but I'm actively working. What can I do within those 2 hours, right? Now I'll look at my personality, okay? From 12 to 2, what does my personality say? Does my personality allow me to get into a trade and to state, do I have patience? Right? Can I get into a trade and stay there for days at a time, weeks at a time without looking back? Am I somebody who wants to look at the charts all day? And if that's the case, do I take a longer term trade or do I take a shorter term trade? Can I handle the up and down movements of the stock market without feeling any personal reflection of that? Does it reflect on me poorly or a genius if the stock market moves up or down because I thought it was going to do that? Did I predict it? Can my temperament, can I handle that? That's something I have to figure out again, within those 2 hours. Now, something I could do within those 2 hours is, okay, I can decide ahead of time, maybe I can't handle sitting there staring at the stock market. Will I put on a trade the day before, the next day? Am I going to be looking at my phone every 30 minutes because I'm so worried about the trade, right? Or do I trade in a longer time frame so that I, even if I look at it every 30 minutes, I know it doesn't impact my overall trade, right? So those are the things you want to figure out about yourself is what can you handle? What are your tendencies? I'll give you a real life example. I was doing daily trades. And it all depends. Also depends on how the market's moving at the time, right? If the market's more volatile, you can do shorter term trades. If the market's not as volatile, you can do long term trades, whatever. But for me, I had those 2 hours where I was trading. But if I have some time, I can see something on my phone. I can see something that marks all the indicators that I want, the crossings, the everything looks really good. I can take a morning trade and decide, okay, I'm going to take a 30-minute trade, set an alarm, and every 30 minutes, look back at the chart and get something quick. Or the night before, I can decide, okay, I think it's going to go this way. If it moves against it, then I take the trade on the pullback, and then I ride it back the other way, the way I'm expecting. And I can do that trade and not look at the stock market. But I also listen to live streams of the stock market. So one thing I was doing was, okay, I'm in a daily trade where I'm not touching the trade for days, right? I'm watching each candle on a daily candle because I think it's going to go up or down. And I would listen to a live stream of the stock market. And I would be watching a live stream and listening to it. And I would notice every fluctuation the stock market made, I would get emotional. I would notice my emotions moving. So what do I do now? I don't watch the live streams during the day if I'm in a trade. If I'm not in a trade, then I will listen. I'll watch. It's entertaining. It's cool to see that there and there. I might see opportunities. I might hear news, whatever. But if I'm in a trade, I don't do anything but check the candles every so often. Meaning if I'm in an hourly trade, I look at the candles every hour. I don't watch live streams. If I'm in a 30-minute trade, I look at it every 30 minutes. If I'm in a daily trade, I look at the candle daily, but I will not watch live streams. I will not watch anybody else talk about the stock market. I barely will even check the stock market unless it hits that time period. Why? Because I understand my emotions. I understand myself. I know that if I'm in an hourly trade and I look at it 30 minutes in the trade, I'm going to think, holy crap, I was wrong. And I will get out. Right? And be honest, a lot of times that happens, I'll bail out and I'll see that, okay, well, if I had waited another 30 minutes, it actually pushed down and that's the wick and it came right back in the direction I wanted to. Or it pushed up, that was the wick, and it pushed down back where I wanted to go. But I got out in the middle of the candle and I didn't let the candle finish. And similarly, it's happened on the other side where I'll be up a good percentage of money and I should take the trade. And I'm on a 15-minute chart, an hourly chart, a daily chart, and I should take the trade. I should take the profits. I hit my profit target. It looks very, very good. The trade is over. And I'll say to myself, I'm going to wait one more candle. I'm going to let this next candle close where I had my profit on the previous candle. So my personality now says to me, hey, when you see that and you get to that candle and you're in a 50-minute trade, you're in an hourly trade, you're in a daily trade, and that candle closes on your target or near your target or where you feel comfortable, take it. Don't wait for the next candle to close, right? You take it on the candle because you check it hourly. It hit an hour. It looks nice. Take it, right? Or hit 30 minutes. It looks nice. Take it. And that's just part of trading, right? You learn to learn yourself. It's not about the markets. A lot of beginners, including myself, don't understand that. It's not about the market. A lot of times it's not about what anybody else is doing. It's about what you're doing and how you feel about how you're doing and how you're handling it. A lot of mistakes that happen are our mistakes, our trading errors, are our personal emotions telling us to take a trade or to not take a trade, where in reality, if we just took a step back, understood ourselves, we would know exactly, okay, I can handle this, I will look at this. I can't handle that, I won't even look at that. If I'm in a trade, I can definitely handle looking at the market every 20 minutes and it won't faze me. It's just interesting. Or if I'm in an hourly trade, I will not check it until that alarm rings at 1 hour. And that's knowing yourself. So I would, if I were you, and I need to do it myself again, make a list, right? Figure out what it is you're really good at doing, right? Are you really good at just shutting off the phone and not checking the stock market? What are you really weak at doing? Man, if I look at this thing, I'm going to freak out. I'm going to get out of the trade. Or I'm going to jump and I'm going to FOMO into the trade. You now develop things around that that stop you from falling into your weaknesses and taking advantage of your strengths. If you know that a weakness of yours is if you always go too much, too big on your trades, don't put more money in your account, right? Put smaller deposits in your account. If it gets too big, take money out and put it somewhere else so you only see a small amount to trade with. If you know that you often FOMO into trades, before you do the trade, say, I'm going to do 100 push-ups. And I'm going to look at it again. Or I'm going to call this friend of mine and I'm going to talk to them for 5 minutes. And after those 5 minutes, I'm going to look back at the trade and see if it still looks good. I'm going to take a walk around the block and come back in 15 minutes. I'm going to let this candle close. Set some boundaries to block your weakness from taking advantage of you so you can take advantage of your strengths. So that's the one thing that I want everybody to learn, because a lot of people don't talk about it. As beginners, it's very and it's vitally important to not just know what you're trading, how you're going to go about trading it, but to know who you are and how do you think. And now that you understand yourself, how can I now use those parameters to interact with the stock market and to gain a profit? So that's it for today. Thanks for coming by. Remember to share the show with friends and family. Leave a comment. Leave a review, 5-star review preferably, so we can continue to grow as a group. But I like y'all. Y'all show up. Y'all pay attention. And you are getting value from what I'm doing. So even if we stay right here, I'm happy. If we grow, great. But I do enjoy making this content for you. So thanks for keep on coming by, and thanks for keeping this podcast alive and well and thriving. And I can't wait to drop another episode really, really soon. So until next time, remember, when you're looking to solve life's financial challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.